"Aha," the Canadian put in, "this beast offers the added luxury of being good to eat?" "Yes, Mr. Land, its flesh is actual red meat, highly prized, and set aside throughout Malaysia for the tables of aristocrats. Accordingly, this excellent animal has been hunted so bloodthirstily that, like the manatee relatives, it has become more and more scarce." "In that case, Captain," Conseil said in all seriousness, "on the off chance that this creature might be the last of its line, wouldn't it be advisable to spare its life in the interest of science?" "Maybe," the Canadian answered. "It would be better to hunt it down in the interest of mealtime." "Then proceed, Mr. Land," Captain Nemo replied. Just then, as mute and emotionless as ever, seven crewmen climbed onto the platform. One carried a harpoon and line similar to those used in whale fishing. Its deck paneling opened, the skiff was wrenched from its socket and launched to sea. Six rowers sat on the thwarts, and the coxswains took the tiller. Ned, Conseil, and I found seats in the stern. "Aren't you coming, Captain?" I asked. "No, sir, but I wish you happy hunting." The skiff pulled clear, and carried off by its six oars, it headed swiftly toward the Dugong, which by then was floating 2 miles from the Nautilus. Arriving within a few cable lengths of the cetacean, our longboat slowed down, and the sculls dipped noiselessly into the tranquil waters. Harpoon in hand, Ned Land went to take his stand in the skiff's bow. Harpoons used for hunting whales are usually attached to a very long rope that pays out quickly when the wounded animal drags it with him, but this rope measured no more than about 10 fathoms, and its end had simply been fastened to a small barrel that, while floating, would indicate the Dugong's movements beneath the waters.